Republican Senate candidates outspent by Democrats in key states. By Spencer Lindquist on November 28, 2022. Several Republican Senate candidates in key races were buried by an avalanche of Democrat campaign spending. In Arizona, GOP candidate Blake Masters spent about $1 for every $7.50 spent by incumbent Democrat Senator Mark Kelly. Kelly spent $73,477,987 in his successful re-election bid. But Masters only spent $9,412,054, meaning Masters was outspent by a margin of nearly 8-1, according to data shown by Open Secrets. In total, Kelly raised a whopping $79.3 million, while Masters raised just $12 million. The Senate Leadership Fund, a super PAC aligned with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, canceled a $9.6 million ad buy, which had been reserved for the Senate race in the Grand Canyon state. Another populist candidate, Ohio Republican J.D. Vance, was also outspent by his Democrat opponent Tim Ryan. While Vance won the race, he only raised $12 million, compared to Ryan's $47.3 million, according to Open Secrets data. Ryan spent $44.5 million, and Vance only spent $9 million, meaning that the Republican challenger spent roughly $1 for every $4.90 that his Democrat opponent spent. In Nevada, Republican Adam Laxalt faced a much better-funded opponent, incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto. According to Open Secrets, Cortez Masto raised $52.8 million and spent $46.6 million. Laxalt, who lost to the Democrat by a thin margin, only raised $15.5 million and spent $12.3 million. Laxalt spent approximately $1 for every $3.80 spent by Cortez Masto. Ted Budd, a Republican who won his election, did so despite getting outspent by his opponent who raised more than twice as much. Open Secrets revealed that while Democrat Sherry Beasley raised $33.8 million and spent $30.8 million, Budd only raised just over $12.4 million, spending $12.3 million. In the lead-up to the U.S. Senate election in Georgia, which is headed to a runoff, Democrat incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock had vastly more resources than Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Open Secrets reveals that Warnock raised $98.6 million and spent $75.9 million, and Walker only raised $37.4 million and spent less than half as much as Warnock, just over $32 million. While Walker had significantly less cash than his Democrat opponent, he raked in roughly three times the money that Masters or Vance did and more than double what Ted Budd did. Now as we head into the Georgia runoff, Warnock has a significant financial advantage with over $29 million on hand, compared to Walker's roughly $9.8 million on hand. Warnock has raised more than $52 million since late October, while Walker has only raised approximately $21 million in the same time. Establishment candidate and incumbent Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski also outspent her Republican challenger, Trump-endorsed Kelly Tshibaka, by a margin of 2-1. Former Republican U.S. Senate candidate in Pennsylvania, Mehmet Oz, who lost his race to Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor Democrat John Fetterman, raised $40 million. Though he was outspent by Fetterman, who raised more than $56 million, he amassed far more money than Masters, Vance, or Budd. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.